This is Passport to Texas. A legislative act in 1963 merged the Texas State Parks Board and the Texas Game and Fish Commission, creating a new agency.
Called Texas Parks and Wildlife, and now we're 50 years old.
Mike Cox is a spokesman for the department. We're observing Parks and Wildlife's 50-year anniversary throughout 2013, highlighting milestones from the past five decades.
A personal favorite of mine is the stocking of rainbow trout in Texas. They are not native to the state, and so starting in 1965, very shortly after the merger, the department started stocking rainbow trout in urban areas and, of course, in the Guadalupe River.
Trout stocking, the legislature's ruling that made redfish and sea trout game fish, as well as giving game wardens full law enforcement authority, are a few of the agency's tangible achievements. There are intangibles, too.
The department is always working to improve the environment. The game wardens enforce the anti-pollution laws. That often doesn't get a whole lot of publicity, but they're working toward keeping our water safer and cleaner. We do work to encourage people to practice water conservation. If somebody hears our message that it's better to, you know, rip out your St. Augustine and put down rocks, that saves the whole system.
Mike Cox says while those efforts transpire with little fanfare, they have a long-lasting impact on the well-being of every citizen of the state. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.